Welcome to the Norris Group's Real Estate Radio Show, hosted by author, investor, money partner, and real estate educator, Bruce Norris, equipping California real estate professionals for tomorrow's challenges.
Hi, my name is Bruce Norris, and we want to welcome you to the Norris Group Real Estate Radio Show. It's our purpose to interview people that have expertise in all different facets of real estate. Our program is listened to by real estate agents and investors and lenders. What we're known for is we're, first of all, investors that buy property, fix it up, and resell it. We also train other people to do that, and then we put up money for them to be able to accomplish the purchase. We're also known for our ability to time the market in the sense that we understand what makes prices move up and down. And that's where it's most appropriate to pay attention if you're an agent or if you're an investor, because the timing of an event, the timing of foreclosures going up and so forth, really has an effect on how values change and what you do to make a living. And so what we're going to do on a weekly basis is interview people that are expert in their field, that bring something to the table that will help you make a living, help you make better investments, and so you can do better in your profession. Today, we're going to be talking to Scott Whaley. Scott holds real estate expos called Real Wealth Expos. I've spoken at those events many times, and we'd like to welcome Scott to the program. Scott, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I'm excited. This is definitely going to be a lot of fun and hopefully be very educational for everyone out there and ultimately profitable. So, thank
Scott,
you.
You bet. Scott, let me ask you, how did you get into the expo business, first of all? What's your background?
Well, my background, oh boy, that goes back quite a ways. I actually started out of college. I'd heard about how 95% of all millionaires made their money in real estate. So, you know, I figured I'd go with the trend, so to speak, and got in real estate. And that was back in 1982. And ended up being a developer and riding the wave back then when we had a huge boom in Texas back in the early to mid 80s.
Were you still developing when that market changed and went down?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, that's the reason I asked the question was that so many of us learned by getting smacked, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. That is a very common thing. And so with experience, we realize that it's a repetitive theme. Real estate goes up and then it goes down, and you do different things during those cycles. And I'm sure as you hold these events, you find that when the trends change, the topics have to change as well. Is that true?
Absolutely. And that's what, to answer your first question more specifically, that's what I was lacking back then, if I'd had that perspective of 20 or 30 years of experience and all the different cycles. And that, you know, the world does turn and night does follow day, and what goes up comes down. And I didn't know that then. And we get caught up in that, you know, that almost a groupthink or a hysteria with the markets. And now, exactly, it's like the strategies that were working so well for a certain period of time, like 2 to 5 years or whatever, it is very difficult to convince somebody who's been using that strategy and doesn't have any other perspective that, hey, that strategy was great then, but it's going to get you basically knocked out if you keep doing it for the next 2 or 3 or 4 years.
When I speak in front of an audience, and I'm sure you have the same experience, many of the people are inexperienced. And so let's say whatever the trend has been for the last 5 years is their entire net experience in the world of real estate. And they're really not prepared when a transition occurs because they just haven't lived through it, and they don't even believe that it's possible to go, let's say, negative from positive. Is that true?
Absolutely. And that's where hopefully they have the wisdom to realize, hey, I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years and I've been doing phenomenally well, but they don't get carried away with the idea that just because I made a ton of money in that 3 or 4 period doesn't mean I am an expert yet. I haven't been around long enough, and that's just... Hopefully they will look to somebody like yourself or some other very experienced mentor or coach who can, like, you know, put on the perspective of 20 years.
How has the attendance, the attendee changed, let's say, in just the last year? We've gone from an explosive market for probably 5 years to one that's now feels flat, maybe a little dangerous to people. So how has the attendee changed, and also how has the attendance changed the willingness to go to a real estate event?
For the general population, I think it's gone down. For the attendees who are there, it's interesting because they're more experienced and savvy. So they're already either they're adjusting their strategies because they know they need to and they're seeing it in the market. They've done enough deals where they feel comfortable that they now think of themselves as a professional investor. And so they're not there thinking, oh my gosh, I saw the infomercial and I think I'll be rich in 6 months. You know, that person is fewer and fewer.
So it sounds like we've gone from maybe a speculator base of attendee to an investor base. Is that kind of accurate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think people, yeah, absolutely.
When prices go up strongly, it's very easy to pat yourself on the back thinking that you accomplished that all by yourself. And then when it changes, if it's the first time it's changed for you, it is a complete surprise. And a lot of people are going to get hurt in the downturn if they didn't see it coming and if they didn't prepare themselves appropriately. Scott, what states do you cover in your expos?
Basically, we've been to everything from here to New Jersey and New York. We tend to focus more in Texas and much more in California, even versus that. And also, we actually, just to play into what you mentioned, we've actually adjusted our themes now. We are much more focused on how do you, first of all, protect the assets that you have and still be very profitable in a soft to down markets.
Do you find much difference in an audience, let's say in Texas, where they probably have never experienced too much of a boom since the 80s, and the audience in California, where everybody made $100,000 a year on every property they touched? Is there a different approach to how they look at real estate as an investment?
Yeah, it seems like I think the both sides of the country, if you're in the like a Boston, New York market or the West Coast markets, your numbers are so much different. So all of a sudden, it's like it's a $500,000 house. Well, in the middle of the country, the flyover states, a $500,000 house is huge.
Correct. Is the attitude different toward taking on risk? In California, last 5 years, you could have assumed that borrowing $300,000 or $500,000 multiple times was no big deal, where I doubt that somebody in Texas would ever draw that conclusion.
Absolutely, because we've been rewarded hugely by taking huge risks.
Yes.
And in the middle of the country, they have not been rewarded to that degree. So we've actually, I think that's why we probably have more, I agree with you and your perspective as far as the downside, because we've been taking on more risk. And up till now, we've been getting away with it and doing very well.
And I think what happens is people think that that's normal. So whatever they've experienced over the last 5 years, if that's their entirety of experience, then that's the normal market for them. And when they hear something different, when they hear that this could change, especially in advance. So, and to me, you've been a real estate developer. Typically, advance is a good thing because you can't turn around immediately and change directions if you've purchased land and you want to build homes. A lot of times that's a few years out event. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah, land is something, because I focused on land for several years, and land doesn't like, it's not like a house that declines in value and you can get rid of it, just by cutting the price.
That's right. There may be no takers at all.
Yeah, when it goes dead, it's dead. And but that's the one thing I hope everybody who listens to this also gets, is that there are ways that you can reduce your risk and still make a lot of money in the type of markets that we're entering, and people like yourself who've been around and been through those markets, that this is really an exciting time if you're able to switch strategies and not just get stuck on that, that one buy and hold strategy that worked so well for 4 years.
That's absolutely true. The market, when it changes, when real estate becomes kind of a bad word and you're one of the few people that are buying that inventory, you really have the chance to get super deals. And it's a good message to pass on to people at these events, because every article you read now in real estate, if you looked at the last Sunday's Register talking about lenders leaving the business and prices being flat, and there's just a lot more negative things that come out in the media. Every time I'm interviewed by a magazine or a newspaper, it's usually about the future and how bleak it might get. And that takes its toll on people wanting to buy property. And so a lot of times they exit the market when, in fact, a wise investor sits there and picks and chooses his spots, but he's still very active and buying properties at very large discounts.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing for people out there. If they can just put on that mindset that in actuality for the professional, this is one of the most exciting times because they're not part of the group, and they do. There's huge profits for those people who can actually kind of go against the grain, so to speak. Just a point in fact, I saw driving down the street just yesterday. I saw my very first here in San Diego. Big sign says bank repo on a single family home. I think we had two of those last year in our whole county.
Well, in San Diego, yeah, that's going to be pretty common. I just read in San Diego they had 10,000 condos for sale, which was a 20-month supply. There was a condo project that went back to B of A for mm-hmm. $45 million. And so, yes, REOs are going to become quite common. And RealtyTrack had produced a report that actually was capable of just figuring out what type of discount per zip code in the entire country lenders were taking. And when lenders take back a lot of property, they get very motivated. So in California right now, it's only 11 or 12% discount. But in states like Ohio, it's 43% off. And so the opportunity to get really, really good deals is going to exist in the next few years. I think what's important about that, too, is that California, the way the pricing structure is right now, it'd be probably hard to buy a property near full price and end up having it cash flow. But you start buying these properties at 30 to 50% off, you can also decide, I don't really care if it goes down. I've really picked up a positive cash flow rental, and I'm going to go long with a very nice property.
Absolutely. I've noticed that's one of the key, the statement you just made was, I don't really care if it goes down in value. If when you're buying it, and I noticed that when we were in Texas going through that big bust in the mid-'80s, it was the people who really do well in these type of markets who make that statement. It's like, I'm not worried if it goes down, you know, for another 2 years, or it goes down in value because I bought it so well that I'm set.
The big advantage that we have this time is that interest rates are still ridiculously low historically. So non-owner occupied financing at 7%. And when you're in the 1980s, non-owner occupied financing probably would have been 13%. And so you have a much better chance to get a great financing package, which would produce a lower payment and thus a positive cash flow.
Isn't that weird that we've been around too long? I remember when 10% was a great rate.
I actually remember very smart people telling me, son, you'll never see a single-digit interest rate again. And they were very confident. As a matter of fact, when I became a real estate investor, I needed cash out of my residence, and I refied my house at 17.5%. It was an FHA loan. I was so happy to refi that again at 12% a couple years later. I thought, wow, what a deal. So, yes, absolutely, things really change. And so now what's interesting, if you have a whole group of people that'll be in a depression if you get a 7% interest rate, and they won't realize, my goodness, that's still unbelievable. Scott, where are you holding your next event in California?
In California, it's most likely going to be in Anaheim. I haven't set a date yet.
Okay.
The things that we're focusing on right now, we do have an expo going in North Carolina. We would love to have everybody go there, but we realize it's probably not going to happen. it is near the Vanderbilt Mansion, though, so
okay.
It might inspire some people.
While you're on vacation, what is your website so people can check out some more information about what you guys do?
It's realwealthexpo.com. And the thing that I'm most excited about right now is it's just because it's brand new is our Real Wealth University.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Tell us a little bit about that, because I understand that you've been working on that. And of course, it's taken literally years in thought process and in expense on your part to make it possible, because it's a very unique way to educate people. So, yes, please explain what you've got there.
Yeah, how I got into the I just love the education process. I learned that after being in real estate for about 10 years, and I love, you know, the being on the cutting edge. And one of the things that we're doing now is we are putting on video and audio streaming trainings, because it's so cost effective, and people don't have to get in their cars and drive to Asheville or wherever, and you can get access to the very best people like yourself, and get updated very, very quickly. And so, Real Wealth University is designed to be a searchable database where you can go in there and look up, and you know, if it's short sales, if it's Southern California, if it's vendors, you know, whatever you want to go and look up, and then you can get educated immediately for a phenomenally lower cost relative to, you know, I got to make reservations, I got to buy tickets, I got to get in the car. And so I'm very excited, because the reality is as you've seen already in your business, I'm sure, is that there every day there's more and more real estate transactions are being done on the web.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely the new wave. We knew when we did our education the last time, well, time before, we bought everyone at the Millionaire Maker, we bought everyone all the CDs. And so everybody got a box of CDs, and this last time we were able to download them, and it was cheaper to buy everyone an iPod and download all the material. And so is that what you're talking about? You can actually go to your website and have these types of files where people can pay and download them?
Absolutely, and they can do it at just such a cost savings and time savings.
Oh, my
God. That it is. And you know, not all trends, you know, because we're talking about trends as far as the pricing in the markets, but when it comes to the Internet, there is one thing that you can look at over the last that is not going to decelerate or even stop, is the number of transactions and your ability to learn and get great education on the web. It's going to get better and better and more, just like you have. I know you've migrated, and you have an awesome website now, and you're not stopping there. Next year, I'm sure it's going to be 2, 3, 4, 5 times better than it is now.
Well, you know, I have to give credit. Aaron is the one that creates all that for us, and it is a changing world. And you're kind of up to date on all of that, and I'm not. I've literally been able to turn on my iPod twice now successfully by myself, so I'm pretty excited. But a lot of the people that attend these real estate expos are tech savvy, and they'll get it. I mean, I didn't really understand. I get to download a file to an iPod, and I literally, it is a little bit of a funny story. I'm walking on the canal one day for exercise, and I pass a lady going one way, and I'm holding my CD player. And as I come back the other way, she stops me, and she says, "Have you ever seen one of these?" And it was an iPod. And she said, "Holding that CD player, you look so 90s. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's terrible. So the education business is changing so radically, and you're really at the cutting edge of that. What you're telling me is that people like myself can make their programs available on your website, and people will be able to download the files at midnight on their own.
Absolutely. It's going to be more convenient. And the neat thing is, just as you may have found it, it's getting easier for you as the user to go in there and to use it, because we're getting much better at programming and make it user-friendly. Every single month, it's getting easier to use the web, more user-friendly, not confusing. And also, the amount of trainings and things that we've got access to and are putting on there are increasing in quality every single month also. So I'm just so excited about that area, because it's just going to get better and better and better. So even if a while ago there was a problem from either, you know, from, like, my mom. My gosh, she's starting to call me, and she's actually using it, and I never thought that would happen, and she's in almost 80.
And it's interesting. Whenever we do a seminar, there's always a group of people that are literally afraid of the technology, of the web and so forth, and it really is something they just have to get over, because it is so much simpler to deal with that. Recently, I've gone on Craigslist, for instance. I think I could make my entire living looking at Craigslist. There's so many properties and opportunities just sitting there. And if you don't know how to get on the web, obviously you can't even look at that venue and be a participant. So it's very important. One of the things I wanted to ask you is, how do you select who you get to speak for your events? And also, how do you select whose product will be represented on the website? Because I know you probably get approached by many more times people than you could have on the program, but also I know you, so I know you're selective about who gets to speak to your audience. So how do you go through that process and end up with the speakers that you do?
Well, we're very lucky, because we the National Real Estate Investors Association, I'm on their board, and we're a nonprofit, and through them we have 220 associations around the U.S. Through that, we've got a network that finds out, you know, there's people out there, we don't need to name names, who good luck even returning their product, regardless of the quality of it. And we get to hear about people's track record. First thing we do is figure out, are people happy with their products? Do they say good things about them? my first boss said, you know, there's only one thing in this business you can't purchase. And I was like, what was that? And he goes, it's your reputation. It's one of the reasons that we were so excited when you decided to come and speak at an expo, is your reputation is spotless. And not just spotless, because it's much more than that. It's very positive. And that's the number one thing, because that's one of the easiest ways for us to tell if you've got a track record, if you've been around a while. And so that's the thing I like the best. And then the other one is it unique? Do they have something that's cutting edge, or is it something that you can get anywhere? You know, frankly, buy and hold, not a tough strategy to learn. You know, maybe you should pay, you know, $30 or $40 or $50 for a nice basic package, but, you know, if you're paying more than that, come to Real Wealth University. We'll get a deal a lot cheaper.
That's right. Well, you know, the credibility is so important, because there are so many choices out there. And that's actually why you're our first guest on the radio show, because I've seen the good that you've done. I know the audiences that attend, and they're pleased. They're very happy that they showed up. And you always have quality people that are speakers there, and it's just great to be a part of.
Thank you.
You also speak at these events on occasion. So what topic do you cover that you feel that's not covered by other people?
Well, after about 10 years in the real estate business, I discovered a new passion, which is the personal development industry and peak performance specifically. I played pro tennis and couldn't compete with Roger Federer, or at that time was Jimmy Connors, but I still played. And the thing that excites me and what I've noticed is that the biggest element for people between whether they succeed or fail in any endeavor where there's a lot of people trying to succeed and the standards are high, is their psychology.
Absolutely.
It's how they run their brain, because with the worst strategy in the world, frankly, if you got the right psychology, you'll eventually make it, because you'll eventually, okay, I'll change this, I'll change this, I'll change this, and then they'll end up at their destination.
Well, the other thing is the frustration of buying programs that they ultimately say don't work, but what's broke is not the program, but the user. The user has just something about themselves they don't like, and they're not able to get it done.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that always I think is almost kind of funny. We don't even mention it, is when someone comes to like your trainings or some other people who are in the business. And by the way, another thing I love when I select people is that the ones that are not only training but still making the majority or a big portion of their income comes from the deals they're doing. They haven't turned into, I did 10 deals and now I'm an expert.
Yeah.
And so, because when they walk into the room and they sit down in one of your classes and you're giving them your strategies and your experience, I think the biggest value you're giving them is the certainty that this works. It's the psychology of how this works and how you react when things happen this way or this way, because on a day-to-day basis, things are going to go against you. They always will. That's the nature of life. But yet, if you have the right psychology, that doesn't matter.
I agree with that completely. Well, Scott, it's been a real pleasure talking with you today. And thank you very much for being our first guest. And we'll check the website again. What's that address, please, one more time?
It's realwealthuniversity.com. And there'll be a greeting from me, so you get to see what I look like there.
Okay.
And we'll be constantly upgrading and adding features and trainings of and every single thing we can do to help the investor out there be more successful, whether they're a beginner or they're advanced.
All right. Scott, thanks a lot for being part of our program today.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Making correct real estate decisions are vital. Join Bruce and the Norris Group at Disney's California Grand Hotel on February 17th for our annual market update. Visit www.thenorrisgroup.com/test and take our online real estate market timing quiz. You might be surprised at the outcome. Visit our website at www.thenorrisgroup.com for more details, or call 951-780-5856 to sign up today. Once again, that number is 951-780-5856. Space is limited, so call today, 951-780-5856. You've been listening to the Norris Group's Real Estate Radio Show. For more information on the Norris Group, please visit www.thenorrisgroup.com or email questions and or comments to radio@thenorrisgroup.com. We'll see you next week at 5:30 here on News Talk 590 KTIE.